Tilly and the Objects by Mia Gardner from Radbrook Primary School. Is she here yet? Asked the excited girl. She was always ecstatic when friends came round. She looked through the kitchen window, looking at the garden, thinking of all the fun they could have. It's not 12 yet. I told you they're coming at 1 o'clock, exclaimed her mum, while pointing at the clock. Oh, why can't time go faster, she said. Every time a car went past her house, she would pull aside her mum, shouting, "They're here, they're here," as she yelled. She would wave her hands frantically in the air. Let's just say they got some weird looks. Finally, after several false alarms, they arrived. She ran outside to meet her. "It's so good to see you, Tilly," her friend shouted from the open window in the car. As soon as the car came to a slow stop, she ran out and hugged her. Since Tilly had moved schools, they almost never got to see each other. Excited to tell her friend all that had happened in her new school, she grabbed her arm and led her to her room. Her bedroom wasn't small, but it wasn't big either. It had butterfly curtains and blue bedsheets. And there were lots of shelves filled top to bottom with useless objects and books that she never, ever reads. "What do you want to do?" asked Tilly, while taking out all the games. Jade was too busy looking at all the things on her many shelves. "What's all this?" she asked, while picking up some of the objects. "Just figurines that I've collected. They're useless, really," she said, as she quickly popped the board games down on the carpet. Jade was fascinated by them all. "You know I have a pool in the back garden? It's super cool," Tilly exclaimed, while rummaging through her swimwear, and there was a lot. "Really?" said Jade excitedly. She loved to swim. When the school went to the quarry swimming pool, she never wanted to leave. Of course, she was in the top group. "I have a swimsuit from last year that I didn't wear," Tilly exclaimed while handing her a swimsuit. It turned out there was a reason why she never wore it. To put it bluntly, it was tacky. Very tacky. It had bright red flowers and a volcano-like orange for the rest, but it was the perfect size. Her friend didn't mind that the swimsuit looked how it did. As long as she got to swim, she was fine with it. The pool wasn't heated, but it was warm as the sun had been out all day. Tilly hadn't been in the pool yet because the moving van only arrived 4 days ago. She had at least 16 boxes to unpack, so she didn't have the stuff or time to swim. When she finally got changed, she rushed outside where her friend was waiting beside the clear pool. Jade was the first to go in. She was amazed as it looked shiny and see-through. "This looks like glass," she exclaimed as the tiny waves absorbed her whole body. Tilly quickly rushed in, but as she put her leg in, it started to tingle more and more until it went numb. She was very confused, but she thought it was normal and dived in. But the same thing happened. She couldn't feel her body at all. What was happening? She didn't want to ruin their play date, so she kept quiet. Jade, on the other hand, could tell that something was up. Tilly's face went a purplish colour, and she looked like she was chewing on something sour, like an unripe blueberry. "Are you okay?" asked her concerned friend. "Don't worry, I'm fine." But before she could finish her sentence, she got plunged down into the water. Her vision went blurry, and all she could see was the light glistening through the wavy ripples. The next thing Tilly knew, she was lying in her bed. Confused, she called for her mum. "Mum, where are you?" she shouted. Desperate to know what happened, after a long 5 minutes, she slowly stood up and walked to the kitchen and asked her mum what had happened. "Oh, you're finally awake," her mum exclaimed. "You okay? You blacked out in the pool and Jade had to save you. She called me over to help you and you've been asleep for more than 3 hours." Tilly quickly remembered what happened and was very confused. Without any further interaction, she ran to her room and sat on her blue bed, daydreaming about what happened. Bzzz, bzzz. Suddenly a buzzing sound came from her wrist, vibrating over and over. She quickly looked down to see where the peculiar sound came from. To her surprise, it was a piece of paper attached by a golden bracelet. The paper read, "Only for the owner of the possessive bracelet. You've been chosen to have a great power. Please have caution, as you possess black magic. You can't tell anyone about this. The trinket that you have before you can possess inanimate objects. It makes them talk, walk, and do whatever suits the object best. If you want to possess an object, place your hand on the colour and turn it. If you do this to blue, anything with even a tint of that colour will be possessed. Same thing with the other colours. Be careful. This isn't a toy. If you want to send all the objects back to sleep, press the biggest dark blue one. The secret is... She was taken aback by the note and rubbed her head in confusion. What was going to happen to her? Was it danger? All she could do was hope this was all a sick joke. As she got to the end of the note, she sighed as she sat herself on her carpet and looked at the dirty piece of paper. She never asked for a superpower, and yet she sat staring at a dusty old note that told her otherwise. She looked down at her wrist where the bracelet grasped her arm. Was it true? Did she have superpowers? Only one way to find out. Wham! She turned the bead. True to the letter's word, everything orange started walking and talking. Are you okay? Asked a concerned-looking orange pencil. All the orange objects crowded her. She needed to get out and quick. She grabbed the note on the ground and read the rules of her power. What do you want? She screamed as she looked around in confusion. What did they want with her? In utter panic, she pressed all the beads on her bracelet, hoping one of them would work. They were getting closer and closer until she pressed the biggest dark blue one. Green smoke danced all around her body, lifting her up. The green smoke made it hard to see. Bam! It threw her to the ground. She quickly looked up to see that the objects had turned back to their usual selves. Well, that night she couldn't sleep. She couldn't stop thinking of what had happened. At dinner, she kept almost silent. Her mum tried to talk, but she only said yes or no. And as she lay her head on her pillow, she felt a little bit lonely. This bracelet was meant for her, wasn't it? It wouldn't hurt to have a friend to herself, would it? She quickly jumped out of bed and turned the light on. It took her a while to adjust her eyes to the light, but in no time she was ready to make something come to life. But what? She spent ages deciding on what to possess, but she decided on her stuffed bear, Winston. Winston had always been her number one teddy. Her mum got it for her before she was even born. She loved Winston the moment she set eyes on him, so she thought it was appropriate to know his personality. Wham! A laser-like beam shot like a bullet towards the bear. When the laser disappeared, the teddy's sweet, confused face vanished. It turned into an annoyed, slightly mean look. The first thing he said was, "And for the record, I'm a girl, and my name isn't Winston, it's Belinda." Tilly couldn't help but laugh at the teddy, but Belinda wasn't amused. "What on earth are you laughing at?" groaned the grumpy bear as she stood up. It looked like she hadn't walked for months, even years. Tilly was a bit happier about her power now. What else could she bring to life? She looked among her shelves, imagining what she could do. Suddenly she heard footsteps getting louder. It was her mum. She quickly switched the light off and ran like Sonic towards her bed, but she forgot something. Belinda. She couldn't go now. She would be caught for sure. All she could do was hope that she, would stay quiet. Her mum turned on the light. She froze. Her teddy was walking closer to her mum. Tilly's mum screamed as she ran to the kitchen in shock. Meanwhile, Tilly got up from her bed. She was furious. "What was that for?" shouted Tilly with a face of anger. "For years, teddies have been abused by humans. How would you like it if I chewed on your ear 5 days straight?" Belinda continued. "We deserve justice." "But what does that have to do with scaring my mum?" asked Tilly, still a bit annoyed. "This is the start of a new era," Belinda began. "The teddy era." After that, she quickly ran out of the room, laughing as she went. Tilly followed, but she couldn't just let her roam free. Who knows what she'd do? As she ran, Tilly bumped into her mum. "What was that thing in your room?" demanded Tilly's mum. She quickly answered, "It's my bracelet. The teddy's trying to take over and start a new era." Her mum looked at her like she had five heads. She probably thought she'd gone mad. "I don't have time to explain," shouted Tilly, before pushing past her mum. Belinda was at the door, trying to get through the letterbox. Tilly ran and grabbed hold of her legs, trying to pull her back into the house. Bam! Tilly and Belinda shot to the floor. She held the bear by her ears. "Oh no, you don't," exclaimed Tilly, while laughing to herself. Out of nowhere, the bear started grabbing onto her bracelet. Tilly couldn't slide it back or she would drop the teddy, letting it get one step closer to escaping. Belinda was about to get her bracelet when... Cling! It dropped to the floor, and Belinda was chasing after it. She swiped Tilly's bracelet and ran to the kitchen. Quickly, Tilly remembered that she'd left the biggest window open, so she needed to shut it before Belinda got there first. But it was too late. By the time Tilly got there, Belinda disappeared into the night. Tilly's mum ran into the room looking angry. "I told you, Tilly, don't let stray cats into our home. They might have fleas or they could still have an owner." "What? That wasn't a cat. It was my..." Tilly couldn't even finish the sentence before her mum cut her off and said, "No excuses now. Go back to bed." Tilly wanted to shout at her mum, but she did as she was told and went back to bed. But she didn't get a blink of sleep. She couldn't stop thinking of what was going to happen. "Breaking news," the news lady began. "Objects all across Britain are being possessed." Lots of people are watching in confusion, thinking this is a prank. "Here are some eyewitnesses, people who've seen this all happen," continued the news lady. Witness: "First I thought I was seeing things, but I wasn't. My sofa was actually talking." "He was lucky enough to get some pictures that you can see on our screen now," said the news lady. "Now to the break." After the news lady said that, Tilly turned the TV off. She didn't want to know what her actions had led to, but she knew that she needed to find Belinda. There was a problem. Her mum would never let her go on her own, so she needed to sneak out. But how? Then it hit her like a light bulb went off inside her head. She could go through the window. She packed her bag. She got dressed, and like that, she was ready. But then she looked outside, and Belinda was there, staring at her.